Central America. It's been booming recently in the last 4 or 5 years, and we see further development potential on both beef and pork in that whole region. And you have some newer regions around the world, Southeast Asia in particular. Indonesia would be a very good example on the beef side, where there's a lot of work to be done investing some of these funds to further grow our beef business long term. Malaysia in Southeast Asia on the pork side, another very good example. Of course, you know, you've got places like West Africa, Central Africa, that we're starting to make some inroads on the variety meat side, but the real opportunity long-term is on the muscle cut side for both beef and pork. As a global population continues to grow, the middle income, the middle class continues to grow, we are positioned in the U.S. beef, pork, and lamb industry to take advantage of that opportunity as we go forward in 2026.